Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from the September 2024 issue of the VOM magazine. A little bit late this month. This is the last article in the month. Sermon Audio was having some technical difficulties, and so we wanted to get this out to you now anyway. Gambler for God, that's by about C.T. Studd, who went into Africa. We've been talking about DRC, and so the people at VOM decided to put a story about C.T. Studd in their magazine to kind of go back and give you the history of what God has been doing in that continent. C.T. Studd and the Gospel in the Heart of Africa. As he walked the streets of Liverpool, England, the words on a poster caught his attention. It says, "Cannibals want missionaries." Oh. As an experienced frontier missionary who had already served 15 years in China and India, the 48-year-old was intrigued to know who would put up such a sign. After inquiring inside the building, he met the man behind the words, a German missionary who told him about parts of Africa where no Christian had ever gone to tell of Jesus. Troubled by the missionary's message, C.T. wondered why no Christians had gone. "Why don't you go?" he sensed the Lord asking him. "The doctors won't permit it," C.T. thought, remembering that his time in India had been cut short by illness. "Am I not the good physician?" he sensed the Lord remind him. "Can I not take you through? Can I not keep you there?" Eventually, C.T. stopped making excuses. Though God had persuaded him to go, others still argued that because of his ill health and lack of financial support, C.T. should have never considered going to Africa. But he had heard objections to obeying God's Great Commission before. Having grown up in a wealthy family, he and his two brothers came to faith in Christ through the witness of their Christian father. As a gifted student at the University of Cambridge and a talented athlete, once called England's greatest cricketer, C.T. committed his life to foreign missions at a D.L. Moody revival campaign. His decision to abandon what many considered a promising future created quite a stir. Even members of his own family considered it a waste of brilliance and talent. Heeding the Lord's call, C.T. left for China in 1885. While there, he met and married his wife, Priscilla. Now, C.T. and Priscilla's work in China did not go unopposed. "For 5 years, we never went outside our doors without a volley of curses from our neighbors," Priscilla wrote. "Gradually, we got on familiar terms with the people by allowing them to inspect our apartments, examine everything, pry into all our belongings at their own sweet will." With a large inheritance from his wealthy family, C.T. could have lived in safety and comfort, but he chose instead to give it all away and live by faith like other missionaries. In 1894, he, his wife, and their four young daughters, who were born in China, returned to England for health reasons. He traveled around the country, speaking to young Christians and encouraging them to dedicate their lives to foreign missions. 6 years later, he and his family moved to India until health problems again forced them to return to England. Then, those words on the German missionary's poster led to a new mission field. In 1910, despite his wife's concerns about their ailing health, both of them, and lack of financial support, C.T. traveled alone to scout the ministry possibilities in Africa, a mission field where many missionaries had paid the ultimate price. In the late 19th century, only one in four missionaries survived their first term of service in the Congo, where C.T. would eventually minister. Not long after his return home, C.T. was ready to leave for long-term service in Africa, but his doctors considered him unfit to go. A determined C.T. wrote his short book, The Chocolate Soldier, which includes this comparison between a true Christian and an otherwise Christian. Every true Christian is a soldier of Christ, a hero par excellence, braver than the bravest, scorning the soft seductions of peace and her oft-repeated warnings against hardships, disease, danger, and death, whom he counts among his bosom friends. The otherwise Christian is a chocolate Christian, dissolving in water and melting at the smell of fire. In 1913, C.T. left for the Belgian Congo to establish the Heart of Africa mission. The doors of the world have been opened wide for us by our God, he wrote. We shout onward, Christian soldiers marching on to war, and then we whisper, I pray thee have me excused. What glorious humbugs we are. Last June at the mouth of the Congo, there awaited 1,000 prospectors, traders, merchants, gold seekers, waiting to rush into these regions as soon as the government opened the door to them. For rumor declared that there's an abundance of gold. If such men hear so loudly the call of gold and obey it, can it be that the ears of Christ's soldiers are deaf to the call of God and the cries of the dying souls of men? Are gamblers for gold so many and gamblers for God so few? During CT's almost 2 decades of ministry in the Congo, his wife's health improved and others joined him in his work. Supporting the ministry's work from a home office in England, Priscilla visited CT in the Congo only once in 1928, which was the first time she had seen him in 12 years, and she died a year later. CT died in the Congo in 1931. Today, CT's life and writings continue to challenge Christians to count the cost of following Christ and to heed his call to go as a willing witness to the gospel. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us, and I do think that you should be put on the mailing list of Voice of the Martyrs. You can receive every month, free, your own copy of this magazine that I'm reading from. It's got pictures and articles, and you'll love it. It's all free, delivered to your door every month. Just contact them at vom.org. And while you're here, click on series to see the different kinds of things I've spoken on over the years. I think there's a lot of things on this site that will bless you. Would you try it? And I do like to hear from you. Write me an email at bobdiakonos7, BOBDIAKONOS, 7, the number, at gmail.com. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we will talk again real soon. Bye-bye.